Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has voice that made me whole. His love for me, it is like to go. My God is real. I can feel and live my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel and made me whole. His love for me, it is life to go. God is real, I can feel him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel him in my soul. My God is real, he's real in my soul. My God is real, he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonia Call Around the Globe. I'm Sister Joanna Green, my husband Clint Green, here tonight, and we are coming to you from our home, and we are going out to you wherever you may be. You may be shut in and can't get out. Maybe you're listening by computer or maybe telephone. And we encourage you to, we're praying people. And we encourage you to call in. If you'd like to call in, it is 347-989-8862. And I'll give you time to get a pen. It is 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email for prayer requests or just to give your testimony, we're at heisrisen38@AOL.com. heisrisen38@AOL.com. Again, if you want to call in, it's 347-989-8862. And praise the Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Today is May the 3rd, 2013. Praise the Lord. And time is winding up, and we have some callers here, and before we get started, we've got a lot of prayer requests. I just felt led to ask people if they wanted a prayer within the last 10 minutes of going live, and we have a lot of prayer requests. A lot of needs are needing met tonight. We have Melissa Collins. Her husband, really desperately, she is wanting him to move to day shift. Brother Tim Hall, unspoken request. Brother Jeremiah Collins, he is on a mission trip. He's not feeling well. Please keep them in prayer. Sister Bonnie Zorns, she has an unspoken request. God needs to move for her and also pray for her grandchildren. Sister Holly Grubbs, her mother, is in need of prayer. Bridget Noel Cook, she's in need of prayer. Her and her soon-to-be husband, from what I understand. I'm not sure if they've gotten married yet, but pray that all goes well. I'm thinking it's coming up soon, so pray that everything is the way the Lord would want it to be. Sister Martha Hawkins, her daughter has had a fever since last night, and they really need the Lord to move for them and break that fever. And John and Janine Ward, their daughter needs a healing. Kim Turner, unspoken request for her family. needs God to move. And I'm sure there's many, many other requests that maybe I haven't seen the requests come in since we've gone live. I'm not able to flip over to look at my Facebook. But God knows all about it. He sees the typing. He sees the very intent of the heart. He said he knows what we have need of before we even ask. But he told us to ask. So right now we're going to go in prayer. And as you all are listening to this, also pray for the broadcast. This is going out to probably over 35,000 people. Not probably, it is. It has been documented. So it's more than that now. So everybody pray and agree. God said, any two touching anything on this earth, it shall be done. And that's what our broadcast is about tonight, is faith. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray right now. Lord Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord.
Tonight we pray, Father,
for your holy name, dear Lord. We ask, dear Lord,
God, for these are received, that you let the healing virtue of Christ go out
of them.
Any of the heavenly Father,
Lord,
heal, Lord, and
Lord, you know
they that have sicknesses in their mind,
Lord,
that
God,
that by
his
stripes they that were healed, by whose stripes you were healed. And the great Father tonight, God, in Jesus' name, please lead God every need, Lord.
And we
whatever
that it
might be,
in the name of
move
Jesus,
in it, Father.
Break the fever.
God, I'm asking you, Father, in Jesus' name,
girl,
today,
Lord,
that you would, Lord, just
touch Brother
pour
John
your spirit
and
out tonight,
Father,
and minister and move,
Lord,
Lord, and God, grant
Lord,
miracles and healings and deliverances, Father,
for that miracle,
to your people
Lord,
tonight. God, we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, God, that you would, Lord, just reach out by your hand.
Lord,
you said it wasn't by my power nor by my spirit, then, Lord.
Lord,
we
touch
your
soul,
Lord.
And touch Brother Jeremiah Collins over there, Lord, in Nicaragua.
God, in the name of Jesus.
Help all them ministers over there to have a safe trip, Lord, and bring them back home safely, Lord. And Lord, touch this broadcast, Lord, everyone listening, Lord, under the sound of your voice. Lord God, prick the hearts of them that are not saved, dear God, and bring them in, Lord, and save them. And we give you all the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. excuse me. Still fighting these allergies, but God is going to get the victory over this. I'm going to ask 423-545. Tell us who you are and obey God.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood down here in Madisonville, Tennessee. Sister Green, I'd like to say that we want to remember Brother and Sister Hicks in on that request there too, because I called Brother Hicks today and talked to him, and Sister Hicks hadn't eaten nothing today, and said didn't know if she was going to eat anything at all or not, and she's been real sick and weak and everything, so just trusting that God's going to touch her and strengthen her, and would you want me to go ahead now or just wait a while? I can wait a while and let somebody else go ahead.
Well, Brother Yearwood, let's ask. We've got a couple more callers here. I'm thinking if they have some prayer requests, let's 770, do you have a prayer request?
Yes, Brother John. I got several, but one we need to specifically remember is my son. He was in the hospital today, and my son Joshua, just remember him in prayer. Can you pray?
Amen. Sure will. And 423-562.
Yes, this is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee. I'm glad to be with you all tonight. I'd like you to remember my wife and my children, and Just remember them and pray when you pray. I'd like to say that I've got a son that's in prison, and he called home on the 2nd, and the boys got saved, and I thank God for that tonight.
Oh, praise the Lord. Wow, okay, praise God.
Praise God.
Let's pray, guys. Stay with us, and I'm going to get you all to obey the Lord here in just a moment. But as we were praying a while ago, I thought about you all. And I thought, oh, I didn't get their prayer request, but God knows. Let's go to prayer again. praise the Lord.
Heavenly
Father, dear Lord Jesus, go Lord,
Lord
right
Jesus
now to
the name we pray, Father, for
Lord
God,
Lord Jesus,
sister,
Lord,
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 Lord, Lord,
God, that you strengthen her body.
Thank
you,
Lord, Father,
that you give her the strength she needs. Give her an appetite, Father, that she might
God
aid, Father, and gain strength.
Lord,
brother Hicks, Lord, that you just move, Father, and minister to
her.
Help him as he takes care of his wife. Lord, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus,
John,
son, Josh, Lord, God, that you touch him, Father, that you minister to him, Lord, and lift him up, Father, and let the healing virtue of Christ, Lord, begin, Lord, to go through his body, Lord, and begin to heal him, Father, and minister to him, Lord, and God, that he might receive that that he needs, Father. God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, in each request, Lord, that's out there, that, Lord, that we don't even know about. Pray that you move in them, Lord. God, you're a God that hears and answers prayer. I pray, God, that you would just move, God, and bless your people. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Believe in your report, dear God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you,
Lord. Move for John, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The mighty name. Praise God. You know, God is really good to us. And you know, we're living in a time right now where it seems like there's a big, great falling away. But I tell you, for the ones that are hanging in there, and the Lord's really going to give a double portion. I truly believe that in these last days. And God's going to do exploits and miracles and stuff by what we're talking about tonight is faith. And through our faith in Him, instead of the grain of a mustard seed, we will move mountains. Praise
Amen.
The Lord and heal the sick. Hallelujah. And Brother Yearwood, go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
Sister, just let somebody else go ahead there. I think I must have been about the last one to call in, wasn't I?
Oh, I no.
No, I think you were the first one to call in, brother.
That's okay. I'm going to have Rachel come on over here, honey. She's going to obey the Lord here for just a second. She's in my daughter Rachel's 9 years old. She's going to be in Hebrews 11, 7 through 11. Come on.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city, has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Good job, sis. Brother John, go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
I appreciate that, Brother and Sister Green. One of the things I wanted to say, when Brother Eddie called in and gave the report about his son being saved, I've got a couple of prayer books, and the last time me and him had talked on the phone, that was one of the prayers that we prayed agreement that his son would receive salvation, and that was just a couple of days ago. And so I'm glad that I can report tonight that what I do is when the prayers are answered, I write down the date And that was a quick work, just a few days there. So we were just talking about that like a couple of days ago. So I praise the Lord for that salvation report tonight, and it does come by faith, and that's what we're talking about tonight and speaking on tonight. And I thank the Lord for the opportunity, and I thank Brother Sister Green and the other ministers for the opportunity to be able to minister with him, the privilege to minister with him. But tonight I want to speak on how is it that you have no faith. How is it that we've come to a place where we don't have the faith and persuasion in the Lord Jesus Christ? And tonight I'm speaking out of Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, and begin with verse 35. It says, "In the same day, when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side." You know, the Bible speaks in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. The Bible declares that... "Wherefore, seeing we are also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, There's a cloud of witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ around us, and says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. We were that joy that was set before him, that he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. One of the reasons why I brought that out is because this was the beginning of the word. This was the beginning of a journey that they were getting ready to cross over on the other side. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Knowing that he's the author and beginning of our faith and the finisher of our faith, and that there was passed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Here was a declaration that this was the beginning of a journey as they were going over on the sea. And as they were coming over there, they had the word of God because it was the spoken word. That's the Logos. It says, let us pass over to the other side. So they had that assurance that they were all going to pass over to the other side, because the only thing that the Lord Jesus Christ speaks is truth. So they had that assurance, and they had that promise, and even that word of faith is that the only thing that he speaks, that they would all pass over to the other side. But the Bible says in verse 36, it says, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. There were also with him other little ships. So here these ships and these other ships were gathering together to go over on the other side. And they took Jesus just as he was. And you know what, church, tonight we need to take him just as he is tonight, amen? He is that author and finisher of our faith. We need to take him as he is ahead of us. And the Bible says in verse 37, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. So here's what had happened is there was a great storm of wind that had rose up, and the waves beat into the ship. So now that the ship that they were in was now full of water. It had taken on water, completely full of water, because of this great storm of wind. But the Bible teaches us, when you talk about the wind there for a minute, the Bible teaches us in Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 24, says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, in other words, whosoever hears this word of faith and doeth them, not only being a hearer of the word, but being a doer also, that's what it declares to us in the book of James. The Bible says, be not hearers only, but be doers also. He said, he that hears them and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew. This is what was happening to the disciples. They were on the ship, and the winds began, a great wind came, and the winds blew, and the storms come, and the floods came in, and it flooded even into the boat. And the Bible said, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, if it's found on the Lord Jesus Christ, on that rock, it doesn't matter how great the storm is. It doesn't matter how great the flood is. It doesn't matter how great the winds be. But it will stand, and it will stand strong. And I thank the Lord for the prayer life and the word life that this ministry, this fullness of the ministry of all the ministers that is coming forth from Brother Sister Green's ministry here tonight, that we are standing upon the rock, we are standing upon Jesus Christ, that our faith is upon the Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says that everyone that heareth these things of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. You have to understand that our life is like sand. It will, every time the wind blows, every time the storm there, everything that comes, our house or our relationship begins to shift and goes out to the sea. We don't know where our lives are going to end at, but tonight, every one of you that's under the sound of my voice, if your faith will be in the Lord Jesus Christ, and not only to hear his word, but to do his word, be a doer of his word also, that you will be that house. And no matter when the storms come, no matter what the floods come in, no matter what comes against you, you can stand on that day, and you can stand, and you stand strong. And the Bible says, in the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. That was a great fall. Here we're talking about a great wind, but here we're talking about a house that stands. Here we're talking about a boat that will withstand the great wind. Here we're talking about a great faith, amen, because at first of all, it started out as a great wind. And then the Bible says, if we don't stand, and if we don't do the word of God, then great will be the fall of it. We need to know tonight that greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. Going back to the original book of Mark, the Bible says in verse, let's go to Ephesians chapter 4 real quick. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10 through 16 says this: He that ascended, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. As this boat was filled up with water, Christ ascended as those waves ascended. He ascended up to heaven to fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And what he gave it for was, these are the different gifts that he's given to the church, to his body. Those of you that are listening tonight, that are, whether you're a believer or not, whether you're a doer of the word or hearer of the word, you can be that house that will stand. You can be that house that will stand strong to faith. Because just like you asked the disciples, how is it that you have no faith tonight? The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. If you've had the word of God in your life, you've had a hearing. If you've had that hearing, then you have an opportunity to do the word of God and stand strong upon the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that he gave some apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. These are what's coming to you tonight through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what he gave him for the perfecting of the saints, in other words, completing of the saints, those of you that are listening that are saints, for the work of the ministry, this is what we're doing tonight, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We're preaching the gospel to you to edify the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not to edify man, it's not to edify individuals, but it's to every one of us, because we love you and love the Lord Jesus Christ and trying to edify the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It says, we all come to the unity of the faith. We all come together in this unity of this faith. This faith is what's bringing us together tonight. The thousands and thousands that are listening, and those that ministers are speaking, we're all speaking of that faith and coming together in that unity of faith and bringing us together. We have seen the Lord answer time and time and time again. So until we come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, into a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. That great wind, that great storm that come upon there, what we need to do as we come there to perfect, and that faith will bring us together in the unity that will not be tossed about by every wind of doctrine, or every instruction, or every teaching that comes along the way. But we will be, or with, by the sleight of hand and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait for deceit. But speaking the truth in love, that's what we're speaking tonight. I'm speaking to you in love, and I'm speaking to you the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, because his word is true. May grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together. You need to know tonight that the body of Christ is coming together. How is it coming together? By faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And compacting that with every joint supply. Every one of us is a joint. Every one of us is important. There's not a one of us tonight that's lesser than the other. We're all the same in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. In other words, as we come together in love and come together in faith, what is happening is the Lord Jesus Christ, his body is being edified. He's being lifted up. And when he's lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. Going back to Mark chapter 4, says in verse 38, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they wake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Master, don't you care? You know, the Bible says in 1 Peter, says, cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. It's not about trying to awaken him, all right? He's already awakened. He's already awakened. He's already aware of your situation. He's already aware of your circumstances. There's nothing. The very hairs of your head are numbered tonight, church. The very hairs of your head are numbered. He knows what you have needed even before you ask.
Yes.
It's not that he's sleeping. He's very much awake and revived into your situation and circumstances. And the Bible says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Well, after the great storm, there's a great calm. The Bible says in Psalms 107, verse 29, that he'll make your storm a calm. God wants to make your storm a calm tonight. He speaks to the winds. He speaks to the waves. He speaks to the sea. You need to know tonight that here's what's happened. We need to know that Jesus Christ is the captain of our salvation. The Bible says,
amen,
Hebrews chapter 2 and 10, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory. You have to understand, those men that were on that boat, those of you that are listening tonight, he's wanting to bring you sons and daughters into his glory. And how he does that is because he's the captain of your salvation. He's the captain. He became, Brother Eddie talked about his son. He became the captain of the salvation, even though what his son was going through there in prison. he still became his captain. Amen. When he was the captain of his captivity. Hallelujah. That's through faith in Jesus Christ. He said, made him perfect through suffering. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 8:22 that even Jesus Christ, who the Son, learned obedience by the things he suffered. We need to know tonight that, amen, what does suffering bring? It brings obedience. What does obedience bring? It brings blessing. Amen. And so everything is brought, amen, by the word of God. Something brings something else. And here's what the, and tonight we're bringing it to you. He said, verse 40, and he said unto him, why are you so fearful? When we get on board, and when Jesus speaks the word, when those men got on board, the weather was fine, the weather was fair, the weather was sunny. We thank you. We don't know if this will say that. But they believed with all their heart at that time, at that point. They got on that boat. They took him as he was, the Bible says, and they started to go over to the sea, on the other side of the sea. You need to know that what was on the other side of the sea was a man who was demonic field, the man called Legion in the Gadarenes. He had been generous. They had a mission to reach that man and reach him for salvation. That's why it was such a hardship for them to go through. But they have, when you're coming into this realm, you have to have a faith. You have to have that faith in the Word of God. You have to have that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You have to have that trust, amen, in that rock that I was speaking about tonight. He said, why are you so fearful? Because, see, when we're fearful, when we're full of fear, we have no faith. But when we're faithful, we have no fear. We have to be full of something. Tonight we need to be full of the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, how is it that you have no faith? What happened in the beginning of the journey when I was talking about? Did they have faith when they got on board the ship? Tonight, did you have faith when you got on board this broadcast to hear the word of God? But the good thing about it is tonight, you might be going through a great storm. You might be going through some waves. You might be going through some rough seas. You might be going through, but you need to know tonight, no matter where you're at, no matter what country you're in, no matter what state you're listening to, no matter what time it is, where you're at, whatever your situation, circumstances, or hardship you're going through, there's the author of faith that is there with you on board. Jesus Christ was on board. When you have the author and finisher of your faith on board in your life, and the captain of your salvation, and not only is he the captain of your salvation, but here's the other thing that he is in the ship. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, which hope, well, let me read verse 18 or 17, because that's a complete thought here. Is wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise. That's us. We have the heir of promise. The immutability, that means the unchanging of his counsel, confirmed it by oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible, first of all, for God to lie, who might have a strong consolation, which means comfort, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. That hope is Jesus Christ tonight, church, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. They had the anchor of their soul. The anchor of your life tonight is on board your ship, no matter what you're going through, no matter what storms you're going through, amen, or even the peace. You can be in peace, and he's still the anchor of your soul.
Amen.
You can be in calm waters, but you know what? Every boat still has to have the anchor. Every boat, every one of you is boats that are sailing through life. And every one of you has to have a captain of salvation, and every one of us has to have the anchor of our soul. Doesn't matter whether it's peace, doesn't matter whether there's storms, doesn't matter whether it's turmoil, doesn't matter whether it's a peace that passes all understanding. We still have to have this anchor of the soul, anchor of life. Both sure and steadfast, and which enters in that within the veil, which the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So he was the anchor. He was what that made us steadfast tonight. And the Bible says, and they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the seas obey him? I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures, then I'm going to turn it back over. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, there is no fear in love. The Bible says they were full of fear. They wanted to know what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the seas obey him. The perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. In other words, complete in the love of Christ. These disciples got on there, and they had fear. Their life began to become a fear because of their situation and circumstances. Maybe there's some of you tonight that are full of fear. But you know what? Fear hath torment. But I know of a perfect love, and that perfect love is Jesus Christ, and he wants to come and be in you. He said, we love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Tonight, church, we have to love our brothers whom we have seen before we can ever love the God that we have not seen. Brother Yearwood brought it out last week about Thomas and him, about, he said, blessed is he who has not seen and believed.
Amen.
Even if you might not have seen the Lord Jesus Christ, but when you see his word, when you see his spirit, you've seen him. He said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. When you've seen the spoken word, when you've seen the word of faith in your life and the action of it, when no matter what your boat, you need, or circumstances or situation, you need to get on board tonight. You need to get on board with faith. You need to get on board with the anchor. You need to get on board with the captain of salvation. And it doesn't matter, amen, when Jesus Christ gets on board of your life, you have nothing more to worry about, church. You have nothing more to worry about. And you need to know every one of us is sailing tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ is on board to your life to make your cruise, amen, a pleasure cruise in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, hallelujah. And God is going to sail you and get you to your appointed haven. He said, in this commandment have we from him, that he also loveth, he who loveth God loveth his brother also. Tonight, if you love God, you love your brother. And that's
amen.
What it's all about tonight, is to love the brother. That he rose up and he rebuked the winds and he rebuked the seas, and they obeyed him, and they went over on the other side and appointed there. Tonight, how is it that you have no faith? First of all, get on board with faith. How do you get on board with faith? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Allow the word of God, which is Jesus Christ, in your life. Begin to love him. That love will cast out fear, and that perfect love will make you good. We come together in the unity of faith, and that's what we're doing tonight. The Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green. Thank you for the opportunity.
Good word, Brother John. Praise the Lord. He's telling you the truth, people. We build up our most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. So it's really important that we get the Holy Ghost, too, once we get saved. And I know some people out there that are listening, you're not saved. And we encourage you to repent of your sins and ask Jesus to be your Savior. And then you go through sanctification. And anything I always told my children growing up, if you don't know if something's right or wrong, just flat out don't do it. If you think it's going to offend God or it just ain't just not comfortable, just don't do it. So you go through a sanctification process, and then you start praying for the Lord to give you and show you the baptism of with the evidence of speaking in tongues, receiving the Holy Ghost. And to get that is you just keep praying for it. It took me 18 months. Some people get it right away, and everybody has a different experience how they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And be honest with you, I cannot tell you how to get it. I can't explain it, so to speak. I can't put it into words, but I know that it's real. I told the Lord, Lord, if this is for me, if this is real, and I know it's the Word of God, it's in the King James Bible. If this is real, show me, Lord. I want to experience that. And Pentecostal is not a religion. It's an experience with God. And praise the Lord. He said to build up your most holy faith. And that's what we're talking about tonight, is faith, by praying in the Holy Ghost. And you can find that in the book of Jude. Praise the Lord. I got a scripture here I'm going to go real fast with. A couple of them. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We are to speak those things that are not as though they were. Praise the Lord. I thought about all these here prayer requests. You know, God is making us an overcomer. If we go through our children having fevers, Sister Martha Hopkins, her daughter has a fever, and she's really worried about her daughter. Brother John Ward and his wife, Jeannie, Janine, they're worried about their daughter, and she's in need of the healing. And many more people, Brother Tim Hall, unspoken request, and all these people, all of us that are believing, and our house is built on that rock that Brother John was talking about, unshakable, that we're steadfast, unmovable. Praise the Lord. And we're dependent on the Word of God, and it's our faith that's going to take us through all these prayer requests. Our faith is going to bring us through this. In 1 John, he said 5:4, he says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, praise the Lord. In the book of Genesis 22:8, and Abraham said, my son, talking to Isaac, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Abraham knew that God had promised him and his seed, and his seed as many as afar off, praise the Lord, that God was going to, the promise was to Abraham, and that it was going to go through Isaac. And if Isaac was going to be slain by Abraham because God told him to, God would have raised him up. And Abraham had that much faith in God that he would raise him. Praise the Lord. He said, God will provide himself, praise the Lord, an offering, hallelujah, sacrifice. And you know, just like the woman with 12 years that spent all that she had with an issue of blood, she said, if I could just press through the hem, touch the hem of this garment, that I would be made whole. And she pressed through that crowd that day, and she touched the hem of his garment, and he said a virtue came from him, praise the Lord. What is that? That is the faith. He felt the faith, and that's what we got to do tonight, is we got to pray, an earnest prayer, praise the Lord, and to get through the ceiling of our home and to reach heaven, hallelujah, by faith. If we can just press through the old darkness of this old world, praise the Lord, and reach God by our faith, hallelujah, things will be moved. Like I said earlier, the faith of a grain of a mustard seed will move mountains. Hallelujah, God is good, and I encourage you to taste of him, like I said last week, and to see that he is good. Hallelujah, God is so merciful, I tell you. God can do anything. Things aren't a coincidence, I tell you. Things don't happen like that. It ain't by luck, it ain't by chance, but it is by faith in God. The God who? What God? God the Creator. Hallelujah. And like Brother John was saying, he thought it was not robbery. God, Jesus thought it was not robbery to be equal with God. Praise the Lord. So when you seen Jesus, you saw the Father. Hallelujah. And Stephen, when he was being stoned, he looked up into heaven and he saw Jesus on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've not seen him, but we believe. We've got faith that we know the same faith that saved your soul is the same faith that can raise the dead. There's a gift of faith also, praise the Lord, that God gives out. And, you know, God is great. And there's a portion, a double portion like Elijah had. When the mantle fell down on Elisha, I could have them all. I always get them backwards. But, you know, the church today, so many abortions are happening throughout the land. Thousands and thousands of babies are being murdered. And, you know, right at the day after, they call it. I work in the medical field, and you all know what I'm talking about. The day after, they give a medication, and they abort babies. And you know, it's the same way when Jesus was born, the Pharaoh wanted to kill all the babies that were 2 years, all the males, 2 years and younger. And, you know, that's what's happening today, is the old enemy is trying to stop the army of God. And that's why abortions are allowed today, because the devil thinks he has a plan. He thinks he can pass laws and decrees that would kill out the children of God. But I tell you, God is God in number. Hallelujah. His word will not return void. He said, not one jot, not one tittle shall pass till all these things are fulfilled till heaven. Praise the Lord. God is so good. God is merciful. I'm going to have my husband, Obey God, here for just a moment, and we're going to get Brother Eddie to say something. Hallelujah. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Woo, hello, my soul.
Glory
to
God.
Good to be with you here tonight. I'm going to read from Hebrews chapter 11. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You know, I was thinking, you know, these elders, they didn't question whether God made the world or not. They knew that there was a God in heaven that made the world and everything that was in it. You know, people look today and they see the stars in the heavens. They see the sun comes up every day, and they see the moon that they tell time by, and they calculate the, you know, the months and the years by the different seasons. And they're going by God's time clock that He has set here for us. He said they would be seed time and they'd be harvest time until the end of the world. But praise God, these elders, through faith, they believed God. They didn't question whether there was a God or not. We got people out here today that's questioning whether there is a God. And I don't know how they could do such a thing. When I look out and I see the beautiful flowers, I see the bluebirds and the red-winged blackbird and the different kind of birds and how that God has colored all these different creatures, and He's made all these different animals, and He's given wisdom to do certain things. He gives the squirrel the wisdom to build a nest and gather in acorns and the different things to prepare for the winter. And He's made all these things, the honeybee and all these different things He's made. Praise God. And I don't question whether there's a God. But, you know, I look into the Word and I find out who God really is. And I find out that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him would not perish. Or I should say, should not perish. Because there's going to be people perish that name the name of Christ. They've got these other Bibles out here, and they said John 3:16, that they shall not perish. But I'm going to tell you something. You can believe on Jesus and still perish. You know, the Bible says the devil believe and tremble, but they're not saved. I'll tell you something. You've got to repent to be right with God. You've got to come clean with God. You've got to get your faith and your heart right with God. You can't be dabbling in sin and doing things that's contrary to the Word of God and expect to make it into heaven. You know, people's going to have gate trouble one of these days if they don't get their heart right with God. But I thank God tonight that I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's gotten to where it's almost a crime, it seems like, around the world to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're wanting to stop it. They're wanting people to quit naming the name of Jesus. They don't want them to name that wonderful name. You know, I was thinking about Peter and John went up to the temple about, I think it was the ninth hour of the day. There at the beautiful gate of the temple, there sat the lame man. And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee." And he took him by the hand and lifted him up. And, you know, he was healed. But Peter said there a little bit later there in John, or Acts chapter 3, he said, "This man that stands before you whole right now," said, "it wasn't our holiness. It wasn't by who we were that made this man whole, but it was through faith in the name of Jesus that gave this man this perfect soundness." But I'll tell you today, there's healing in the name of Jesus, and there's deliverance in the name of Jesus. I'll tell you, we got some more people we need to get on here. But I'll tell you, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. I tell you, if you want to be a friend of God, you're going to have faith. Praise God. You know, if I'm going to go to Kentucky, I got to get in my car, and I've got to start it, and I've got to put it in gear. Praise God. But it's a vehicle that I get in, and it's going to take me down there. And if I want to go by plane, I've got to get in that plane, and I've got to ride in that vehicle. I tell you, faith is a vehicle, and it'll take you to God. Yeah. Praise God. But you've got to go through the name of Jesus. You can't go any way. But I tell you, we just need a little more faith in Jesus, and we just need to be obedient to that faith and keep on preaching the gospel and telling the good news. And I'll turn it back over here to Joanna.
Praise God. Brother Eddie, go ahead and obey God, brother.
I want to read a little bit out of the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, and no doubt you've heard this. It's a plan of salvation, but this is what the Lord has laid on my heart. And starting in verse 8, it said, "But what saith it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, and that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe and thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And, brother, there's a lot of people, Brother Green was talking about, it just about become a crime to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it takes somebody willing to stand up and to preach the gospel, brother, and to go on and to bring faith to people. It's through the faith, when people believe the word of God that's being preached, then faith is imparted into their heart and they're born again into the family of God. And, brother, they become a son or a daughter of God. And, brother, today that's what we're trying to do, is reach out. And I know there's people that's lost, and there's people that's backslid that needs to come to the Lord and be born again, and come to the Lord and take their cross up and deny themselves and begin to follow the Lord. And there's a lot of people that said, I've gone as far as I can go, and I can't go any further. But I'm here to tell you today that because of this word of faith which we preach, you can go on. It will impart faith. It will impart strength unto you.
Amen.
And talking about Abraham, the Bible said that Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. And it's the same way today with us. When we believe the preaching of the word of God, that faith is imparted unto us, and it's imputed unto us for righteousness, because we can't work our way to heaven. And there's a lot of people today talks about weighing the good against the bad. But let me tell you today, it comes by faith, through the hearing of the word of faith tonight, that we walk forward in the Lord, and that we live a Christian life. And the Bible said, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. And brother, I want you to know today, when Jesus begins to live his life in us, you see, Jesus knows how to live a Christian life. And when we let him live his life in us and let him manifest himself through us, brother, it's just like the brother said a while ago, going up to the temple, the beautiful gate, brother, it was Jesus manifested himself in Peter and John. And brother, I want you to know today that this word of faith, brother, when it gets in your heart, brother, it'll come out your mouth, because he said, for with the heart, he said, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Brother, there's something about this tonight. When you get Jesus down in your heart, brother, you want to go tell somebody. Brother, you want to speak about the Lord tonight, and you want to tell somebody what the Lord has done for you. And brother, I want you to know tonight, whenever that Jesus comes into your heart, you won't need somebody to tell you that you got saved, but bless God, tonight you'll know, you'll want to tell somebody, and you'll tell them because you want to. He said, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. Brother, he said, how shall they call on him in whom they've not believed, and how shall they believe in him who they've not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher? It takes the preaching of the word of God tonight with the message of faith to be born again, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There's no people on the earth that persecuted like Christians are tonight. The world hates Christianity tonight, but Jesus loves Christianity, and he's waiting. He said, behold, I stand at the door knock. If any man will hear my voice and come in, he said, I'll come in and sup with him and him with me. And brother, I'll tell you, I'm talking about my son getting saved tonight. He said, I didn't have no peace. But he said, I asked God to come into my heart. And I'll tell you today, he said, I had vengeance. I wanted to get vengeance on people. But God took that away from him. And I'll tell you tonight, when this word of faith is imparted into your soul tonight, and the peace of God moves in, it'll cause you to be able to go out in peace. You can lay down and go to sleep of a night, not worrying whether you wake up the next morning or not, but you can lay down in peace knowing that if anything happens to you, that God will take you home to glory to be with him. The Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And brother, I want you to know tonight, when you get Jesus in your heart, you hear the word of God being preached, and you ask Jesus to come in and to save you, to regenerate you, to give you a new birth into the family of God. Brother, he'll come in. The Bible said, brother, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And brother, it didn't say they had to be of any particular people. It said whoever would call on him, and that means you, that means me, that means anybody under the sound of my voice. And when you begin to hear, when you begin to ask the Lord to come in, and you begin to hear his voice speaking to you, and you begin to hear that knock tonight to let him in, to come into your life, he'll come in if you'll ask him, in, if you'll ask him to come in. He said in verse 15, he said, how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Oh, that's what God thinks about people that preaches the gospel today. Their feet's beautiful today. Their feet is planted in the gospel upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And they, it's like that house John was talking about. Bless God, he said that the wise men would dig down into a rock and he'd build his house on it, and the storm would come and the rain would blow, and he said that house would stand there. Oh, you might say, I would live for the Lord, but I'm afraid that I can't live for him. Oh, you can live for the Lord today. All you've got to do is just give your heart to God and ask God to take you and use you. Take God and live in you, and brother, God will take you at your word, and he'll come in, and he'll live his life in you. He'll bring his word alive in your life, and he'll cause, you see, he'll cause it to come alive, and he'll cause you to bring forth faith in your life. Brother, he said, but they've not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. I believe these people out there that's hearing the word of God tonight, and that they're waiting to, because they don't know how to call on the Lord. But bless God, tonight all you've got to do is call on him. And when you call on him tonight, he'll hear you. He'll answer you. And I'll tell you what, my son, he was the kind of man that would say that God didn't work for him like he did other people. But when God got him real still, honey, God began to speak to him. He said, when I asked God to come into my life, he said, I didn't feel nothing right then, but the next morning, he said, I could feel God down in me. Oh, listen to me. When God takes his abode up in your heart, you can feel him tonight. You might say, brother, it's not by feeling, it's by faith. Amen, brother. But when you have the faith of God down in your heart, it's alive tonight. Brother, it'll cause you to feel the presence of God. It's just like Sister Green talked about feeling the Holy Ghost there a while ago. Brother, it'll bring that Holy Ghost in. It'll cause the feeling to come with it. Brother, I want you to know we don't preach feeling. We preach faith tonight. We preach the word of faith. And brother, I want you to know that if you're listening to me and you're lost and you want to be saved, all you've got to believe that Jesus is, he died for you and he rose again on the third and appointed morning. And he said, for with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. You see, we've got to be made righteous before we can come to God. The Bible said, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's in Hebrews 11:6. And when we believe that God is and that he'll reward us, bless God tonight, honey, he'll come in. He'll sup with us, and we'll sup with him. Thank God tonight for this opportunity, Sister Green. Go ahead and obey the Lord tonight. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for every one of you calling in tonight. Everybody is right on. And you know, if you're here, if you're listening tonight, and you want to be saved, like Brother Eddie said, just find yourself a place to pray. And, you know, you can make your anything, your altar. Just get along with the Lord and just talk to him and pray just like you'd be talking to your one of your loved ones. A lot of people say, well, I don't know how to pray. One man told us that he didn't know how to read and quit as a young child, quit school to help his parents and didn't know how to read. He thought God didn't want him because he didn't know how to read. And, you know, that doesn't God wants all of us, every one of us. Like Brother Eddie said, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord, and you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ would be your Savior, and He's the blood sacrifice, He's the one that paid the wages of your sin, of my sin. Praise the Lord, He will blot out the sin, and He will wipe your slate clean. Praise the Lord, it's as simple as that, that a child can understand it. Brother Yearwood, go ahead and obey the Lord. Brother, you got 5 minutes. Go ahead and just obey God and take us on off of here, brother.
Okay, praise the Lord. I'd like to give a couple of praise reports. I called Sister Sandra Combs today up there in Ohio. You know, she had a stroke and she wasn't able to talk. She tried to talk. Nobody couldn't understand her a few weeks back. But I called today and she answered her telephone and I could understand her real good. So I praise God for that.
Hallelujah.
God is... heard and answered that prayer. And we want to remember Brother and Sister Harder at Miracle Valley and pray for them. And right here is I got a couple of verses here that I'd like to read. Here in Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And, you know, the gift of God is what God has given us, is the life through Him. And, you know, Hebrews 10 and 38 says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, thy soul shall not have no part in Him. And here's another verse, in have no pleasure in Him. I'm sorry about that. And here's a second to Corinthians 5 and 7. It says, For we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, that's what God's Word is telling us. And right here is a plaque that sounds so good that we've got it hung up on our wall here, and you come in our house. It says, faith is not believing that God can, but it is knowing that God will. And, you know, we've been speaking about faith here tonight, and, you know, I was just thinking, you know, the Hebrews 11 and 1 there, it says, now faith is the subject of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And, you know, I tell you what, I was studying on this and I was thinking, you know, whatever that we have the need of, that is faith. And, you know, if we will act on that faith and we'll stand, you know, we speak the words, as the Brother Eddie was preaching there a while ago about, you know, this is the word of the faith that which we preach is even nigh thee, even in our mouth. You know, that's what we're preaching tonight is whatever that we need, have the need of, it's nigh thee, even in our mouth. It's the faith that we look at the Lord on and take God by and say, Lord, you said this, and, you know, if we will just only believe that whenever we pray for something, God is going to do it. You know, too many today want to pray and they want to, say, well, if it's God's will, brother, I'm going to tell you something. God said He would go that we would prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And that, to me, that is faith. That's knowing, praise God, that whenever I call up on Him, He's going to hear my prayer. Knowing, praise God, that He's going to answer. You know, a lot of times we may not get our answer just like we like it, but God answers our request whenever we call upon Him with a sincere heart. He said, whenever you pray, whenever you, whatever you desire, When you pray and you doubt not, you shall receive it. My friend, tonight, whenever you call upon God and you ask the Lord to give you something, He will give it to you if you don't doubt it. You know, we do. A lot of times we doubt and we do without. But praise God, we need to know that when we call upon God, He's going to hear and He's going to answer our request. And, you know, I'd like to say that it's good to be on here tonight. It's good to tell the world that Jesus loves you enough that He gave His life for you whenever you were still a sinner. And if you're still a sinner, my friend, I'm going to tell you, God still, He loved you enough that He gave His life on the cross, that all you've got to do is call upon Him and confess your sins to Him and ask Him to come into your life and to forgive
you
of your sins and your trespasses and to mean it from your heart. And God will forgive you of your sins. I just praise the Lord for this. I praise God for this broadcast. I look forward from week to week just to be able to come on these radio broadcasts and tell the world that Jesus loves them, that He died for them. And on Tuesday nights from 6 until 8 o'clock, we're also on each evening. We'd like for you to just tune in and come in there with us and be on there with us and just help tell the world that Jesus loves you. Praise God. And so I'll turn it back to you, Sister Green. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Our time's done gone, and I want to thank you guys so much for calling in, and you all sure encourage us. I know it's Friday night and it's late, and you all hang right in there with us, and I was really worried about going an hour, but, you know, I'm thinking now we need to probably go 2 hours, and that would be taking it to 1 a.m., so maybe now that we could, maybe we can change it back to go to 10 to 12. Does that sound all right with you guys?
Yeah. Sounds good.
10 to about 12, I believe they'll give us 2 hours. So we'll let's pray about it. How about that? So next week we'll stay the same at 11 Friday night, and we'll see what you guys, if that would be all right.
Amen.
Appreciate
Praise
y'all.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless
y'all.
Everybody.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.